This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been rolling out the results of the sixth wave of our Marketplace Edison Research National Economic Poll this week. Lots of good stuff in there about how our workforce is changing, what people are really worried about economically. And today, a subject we've included in that survey for the first time, sexual harassment in the workplace. More than 25% of the women we polled say they have experienced sexual harassment at work, and an even greater proportion told us they had left a job or switched careers entirely as a result of harassment. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports from WESA in Pittsburgh.
When Nilufer Merchant started her career in tech, it was the late 80s, and Silicon Valley was even more male-dominated than it is now. Merchant says sexual harassment was a constant at the high-profile companies where she worked, so she changed jobs a lot.
And so it meant I didn't get to build up the momentum that essentially a guy would be able to build up because they weren't facing the same obstacles.
Merchant went on to become a successful consultant, author, and speaker on workplace culture. Still, she wonders how things might have been different had she not felt the need to move around so much.
My career has been shaped by most, more than any other factor, is the level of sexual harassment I faced.
Nearly half the women we polled said, like Merchant, they had changed jobs as a result of harassment. Heather McLaughlin is a sociologist who studied the economic effects of sexual harassment on working women. She found that the majority who said they'd experienced it on the job left their companies within 2 years. That's higher than average.
Many also suffered career stagnation, so their earnings really plateaued when compared to women who continued on in those same career paths.
Even complaining can be costly. Women who do can end up without references and scrambling for income between jobs. And speaking up can be even harder for women who are paid less, says Maya Raghu with the National Women's Law Center.
Women are the majority of workers in low-wage jobs, and many of those women are also women of color or immigrant women.
Raghu is the center's director of workplace equity and also works with the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund.
And when you are in a low-wage job, it's much more difficult for you to take that risk to speak up and challenge sexual harassment.
Our poll found that roughly 30% of women felt that harassment was something they could report without fear, a figure that echoes findings by the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Leanne Meyer with Carnegie Mellon's Business School says women who switch jobs tend to move into industries where there are more women.
The more gender balanced an environment is, the more physically safe women are. So they're absolutely safer.
But safety is becoming a bigger concern for many companies. Elizabeth Bill is a lawyer with the Society for Human Resource Management. She says as a result of all the recent attention paid to sexual harassment.
So organizations are very interested in not only addressing legal sexual harassment or sexual harassment that violates the law, but also those precursor behaviors or those behaviors that cause discomfort or concerns in the workplace.
Bill's organization represents nearly 300,000 HR professionals at thousands of companies. Bill says a third of those companies have increased sexual harassment training and awareness, and another big chunk plans to do so. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
We've put the data, should you be curious, from our Marketplace Edison Research poll online. It lives at marketplace.org.